Fenway and Hattie, Chapter 12. Just then the sliding door bangs, and I jump. Fetch Man is on the porch, his fat leathery glove on his hand and a familiar cap on his head. He tosses a white ball into the air and catches it. Okay, he's no Hattie, but playing ball with Fetch Man is my second favorite thing to do. Excuse me, ladies, I have a game to play, I call over my shoulder, trotting to the porch. Go knock yourself out, Goldie says. Goldie, Patches scolds. Fetch Man grabs another fat leathery glove off the porch. He bounds down the stairs, holding it out in the direction of the giant tree. Hattie, he calls excitedly. I'm leaping at his side for a better sniff and view. The glove on Fetch Man's hand smells old and worn. It looks bigger than the other one, which is new and stiff. Fetch Man beams proudly, like he's found a bone that was lost for a long, long time. Hattie, he calls again. Her face appears in the squirrel house window, but she does not look happy. Hattie grimaces and shakes her head. Fetch Man reaches out the glove, like he's not sure Hattie saw it the first time. Come on, he begs. Hattie shakes her head more forcefully. Fetch Man sighs loudly. Then he chatters in a voice that sounds like a combination of coaxing and pleading, like he's trying to get her onto the cold, scary scale in the vet's office. Next thing I know, Hattie's face vanishes from the window. Her sneakers appear beneath the leafy leaves. She's coming down. Hooray, hooray, I bark, romping over. We're all going to play fetch. It's the best day ever. Fetch Man's right behind me. The instant Hattie's feet touch the ground, he hands her the glove. Oh, no, I hear Goldie say. I can't bear to watch, replies Patches. It's okay, ladies, I say, prancing near the fence. I've got this. Just you wait. Patches looks like she wants to say something but changes her mind. Goldie drops down and scratches. I charge back over to Hattie. I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I bark, leaping on her legs. Fenway, she snaps. She turns to Fetch Man, whose voice has changed from coaxing and pleading to serious and guiding. Really, Fetch Man? You think Hattie doesn't know how to play fetch? It's one of her favorite games. Let's go. Let's go. I bark, circling their feet. What are we waiting for? Fenway, stop. Hattie snaps again. Hey, can you blame a dog for being impatient? Hattie trudges back to the porch and grabs her cap. She tucks it on, pulling her bushy tail through the back. Ready, she says. But she sure doesn't sound like it, or look like it. For one thing, she's standing way too close to Fetch Man, giving me a huge head start. I trot into the middle of the grass, waiting for Fetch Man to wind up and send the ball flying towards the back fence. But instead, Fetch Man leans in. He flips the ball gently towards Hattie's chest. She slaps at it with her fat glove, but it bounces off and lands in the grass. Hattie hangs her head. I'm on it, I bark, speeding after the ball as it rolls behind Hattie's feet. She can't resist the chase. She snatches it practically right out of my jaws in a way that is not very playful. Fetch Man pats Hattie's arm. He straightens a leathery glove on her hand. He punches his own glove a few times. He takes a couple of steps back and nods. Hattie's face is sheepish. She takes a loud breath. Her hand goes back for the toss. I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I take a lead toward Fetch Man, bouncing and panting. I can hardly wait. Hattie hurls the ball toward us. I race after it. So does Fetch Man. Only he's running backward. He leaps way up high, stretches his arm overhead. He grunts and grunts and thump. The ball smacks into his glove. No fair, no fair, I bark, springing up like I could possibly reach the ball in Fetch Man's hand. Fetch Man clutches the ball like a prize. He grins at Hattie. Nice, he shouts happily. Hattie does not share his enthusiasm. She shakes her head and scowls. Nice, she asks, her voice full of disbelief. Fetch Man's shoulders soften. He walks back to her. Practice, he pleads over and over. Finally, she nods. He backs up a couple more steps. He makes an excited face. Ready? He says. I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I bark, jumping wildly at his feet. Fetch Man bends his knees. He softly tosses the ball right to Hattie. Even though she's standing there all stiff and nervous and not ready at all. And I'm the one who obviously wants to chase it. Hattie swipes at the ball. It taps the side of her glove and drops gently to the grass. She groans. Mine, mine, I bark, preparing to pounce. But once again, Hattie grabs the ball before I have the chance. I leap at her legs as she straightens. She squeezes the ball in her glove. She's not even looking at me. I jump higher. When is the fun going to start? I whine. Fenway, she says, her hand shooing me down. Come on, come on, I bark, dancing around her sneakers. I want to play too. Fetchman glances at Hattie, raising an eyebrow. She lets out a sigh, hands him the white ball, and races toward the sliding door. Whoopee, I bark, behind her all the way. Chase is my favorite game. But the door slams shut just as I reach it. I turn and watch Fetchman flip the ball over his head and catch it a few times, perfectly content. Isn't he upset that Hattie ran off? A moment later, the door opens and Hattie reappears with my leash. Are we going to walk to the real dog park? Yippee! I bark, leaping up and licking her knee. As the leash clicks, Hattie hops down the steps toward the side fence. I'm galloping alongside her. Whee! The breeze ripples through my fur as we run through the grass. It's the best feeling ever! But when we get to the fence, the wonderful feeling abruptly ends. I go to follow Hattie back to Fetchman, but ouch! My collar tugs me back. Somehow, my leash got wrapped around a slat in the fence. Hattie, help! I bark. I got stuck! As if she can't even hear me, Hattie tosses the ball back and forth with Fetchman, gently and seriously, like it's not even a game or any fun. Hattie is working and struggling, not playing, and she looks so discouraged. If only I could get loose, I could show her how much more fun it is when the ball whizzes far over our heads, and we have to chase after it a long, long way. I crumble into a heap of helplessness and defeat. I hate to say I told him so, Goldie mutters. He has to learn for himself, Patches says. My ears perk up. What do I have to learn? Patches looks like she doesn't know what to say, or maybe how to say it. Goldie nods toward Hattie. You can keep trying all you want, but she's not going to be the same short human you had before. She's changing. I want to tell them they're wrong, that I'm going to find a way to get her back. All I need is a good idea. Then I hear, whoop, whoop. I whip my neck around. Hattie is jumping around in a bit of celebration. Her fist is gripping the white ball, pumping the air like a sign of victory. Even from here, I smell a feeling I haven't smelled in a while. Confidence? Fetchman grins and claps his hands. Patch lets out a little whimper. It's so painful to watch. So very like our own sweet angel with that same white ball, the same glove. Goldie shakes her head in disgust. That's how it went wrong. It all started with that ball and glove. Whoa! The ball and glove are the problem? I spring to my feet. I thrust my nose into a gap in the fence. I told you I'm going to get my Hattie back, I say to the ladies, and I know exactly how to do it.